Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. So good to be back with you. I'm going to kick straight off with a question that I've been pondering on a fair bit over the years. One that's really helped me to get perspective, but I have to warn you, it's not the most comfortable question. So you may want to pause the recording and have a little ponder or notice the timestamp of the question and come back and journal, do a bit of journaling around it later. Your future self will be so grateful that you took the time to do this. Regardless of anything, this is a very important question. So what actually needs to end in your life in order for something healthier and more prosperous to begin for you? Now, you can think in terms of your own behavioral patterns, whether it's people pleasing, lack of boundaries. It could be doing a job that you can't stand and robs you of your soul. It could be a relationship perhaps that needs to end. So what actually needs to end in order for something healthier to begin? Because it is important that we create space for what we desire to actually come into our life. And now, sometimes the problem that we have along the way of building our dreams is it's not that what we're doing isn't working. Sometimes the real problem is the way that you have learned to chase your dreams and your desires. So in other words, the pushing, the relentless forcing, that constant striving, the belief that if you hold on just a little bit tighter and you push a little bit harder and maybe even manifest a little bit more aggressively, that eventually life will give in and your dreams will show up on your doorstep. But what if the real shift isn't about trying any harder? I bet your nervous system right now is going, hallelujah. What if it isn't about trying any harder? What if the real shift is about letting an entire way of creating come to an end in order for your dreams to show up? I'm going to explain what I mean by that as we go. So for many of us, the very thing that needs to end isn't the dream itself. And I want to make that really clear. It's the survival energy that built the version of it that needs to end. Because there is a very big difference between a dream and action that comes from survival and a dream that comes from alignment. And most of us, we don't even know which one that we've been living from. The survival dream versus the aligned dream. There's a version of ambition that is fueled by survival. It sounds like purpose. It looks like expansion. Feels good. It feels like drive. But actually underneath it, there's an unspoken silent tension. There's like this constant background pressure. And that pressure is something like this. If I don't keep moving forward, then I'll fall behind. If I'm not growing, then what if I disappear? If I don't make something of myself, then what on earth was all of that pain for? And there comes a moment in personal evolution where you realize something quite eye-opening. It's not that you don't have to push and strive anymore. You can, of course. You can absolutely keep doing that. But that pushing and striving was never actually getting you very far or anywhere in the first place. And that's not to say the years that I spent pushing and striving didn't get me some results. They really did. I did very well. I achieved a lot, but it was absolutely not sustainable long term. My nervous system slowly fried. My body started showing me signs of dis-ease, and I had very little work-life balance. So yeah, we can absolutely carry on. It doesn't actually really get us very far if we stay in that place. For a long time, it felt like the responsible thing to do. It felt like, yep, I just got to keep going. I just got to keep striving. I just got to keep trying to make something happen. Because at least when I was pushing, at least that when you're pushing, it feels like you're actually being proactive. And that can sometimes be driven from that fear energy, because it feels like, well, at least I'm actually doing something about this. I'm making something happen. But eventually, you'll probably start to see something very clearly, that the pushing, it isn't really moving you forward. All it's really doing is creating more exhaustion in your system, making you feel more resentful, more fried, more fatigued, more panic even. And that panic then creates more fear. And then because you're now panicking, you've got more fear, you go back into pushing and striving, and it just keeps you locked in that painful survival loop. And when this realization actually starts to land, it can be quite disorientating, can be quite scary, actually. I know it certainly was for me. Because if the pushing stops, what happens then? If the effort and the force have been the engine behind your life for years on end, even decades maybe, who are you without that climb? Who are you without that push? And this is where many people might get confused and think, well, if I slow down or if I soften, then I'll be giving up on my dream. And if I slow down and if I rest, like, what if everything that I've worked for just unwinds and turns into nothing? And what if I lose my edge? But that's not what's happening. You're not losing your edge. You're not becoming nothing. You're not giving up on your dream. You're losing the emergency energy, the emergency tone beneath your ambition. That survival energy that convinced you everything depended on how hard you push. And the truth is, if the pushing and the forcing and the relentless striving wasn't getting you where you wanted to go anyway, then you may as well stop and have a rest and allow your nervous system to settle, allow yourself to recalibrate, change the energy that you are taking action on. Because we know that fear-based panic energy only keeps us locked in the same loop. It doesn't actually get us any measurable traction, and not long-term sustainable traction anyway. So when you let the pressure drop, yes, you'll technically be standing in the same place, just without the internal war. But remember, and I want to make this really clear, it does not mean your dream has to die. This is work for your dream. Stopping the relentless pushing and the survival, you're doing it for the materialization of your dream. So remember, your dream doesn't have to die. It's the survival contract attached to it that may need to. And of course, what doesn't help, just on a side note, is the comparison trap that we then have. We look at other people and think, well, they've achieved what I wanted to achieve in a short space of time, or they might have the following, or they might have the relationship, or they might have the villa, I don't know, in the Maldives, they might have all of that. And then we keep ourselves more into the survival mode, because that in itself either makes us push and force or stops us from taking any action at all. But we beat ourselves up internally, ask ourselves, well, what's wrong with me? Maybe I haven't got what it takes. That keeps us oscillating in that rocking chair as well. Everybody's journey is completely different. We don't really get to see behind the scenes of what else is going on for those people and what their soul lessons are and what they are here to achieve in their lifetime. We just see something. We tell ourselves a story about that thing. So basically, we make something up in our head. We end up believing that story that we've told ourselves. And then as a result of that, we then either take action, which is survival mode, fear-based action, to prove our worth and to prove our deservability and to prove how good we are, to make our self-esteem feel better. We're just feeding the same problem. We're never moving from it. The comparison trap is a really dangerous one. I'll probably do a separate show on that, but I just wanted to drop that in here. Going back to hearing the word, or the words, stop pushing. Yeah, that sounds lovely in theory, doesn't it? But it can leave a lot of people then wondering, well, what am I supposed to do instead? Like, if I'm not pushing, Solara, if I'm not making these dreams happen, if I'm not making the contacts, if I'm not sending the emails, if I'm not replying straight away to messages, if I'm not da-da-da-da-da, then what happens? What am I supposed to do? But the first thing to really understand is that this is not about doing nothing. It's not about becoming complacent. It's not about doing nothing. It's about noticing the energy that you're creating from. That's the real problem. And when that familiar sense of urgency inside of you starts to rise, so when you start to feel that fear and you start to panic, that internal pressure telling you that you need to hurry, you need to fix it, you need to do something, you need to prove something, you need to make something happen. Get familiar with what that feels like in your system. Notice where you feel that urgency. Notice where you feel that push, because awareness is actually going to be one of your biggest gifts in breaking free from this and stepping out of that rocking chair. When you notice that in your system, you can pause just for a moment and notice the tone of that energy and how much energy you are just about to expend without getting very far. You can save yourself that energy. That is the survival pattern speaking that I'm talking about. The part of you that once believed life only moved forward if you forced it. And instead of fighting that part, instead of shaming that part, you simply acknowledge it. Believe me, that acknowledgement is massive in the early stages of changing this behavior. You recognize that it was trying to keep you safe, which a lot of the times, especially if you're familiar with parts work, you'll know that a lot of this pushing and this forcing and this striving is actually coming from deep-seated fears, and it's designed to help keep us safe. So it's got a really lovely positive intention, but it doesn't actually get us where we need to get to. You can have a conversation with that part of you and let that part of you know that you're not living from that place anymore. And from there, the shift, it becomes subtle. You stop trying to chase the outcome. You begin focusing on the quality of the energy that you're creating from instead. You start appreciating what already exists in your life, the stability that you've built, the wisdom that you have gained, perhaps from all the challenges that you've experienced, the ways that you have already grown. It's a way of kind of taking stock and slowing down and looking at how far you've come and enjoying the present moment and enjoying what you have built. And from that steadier and more centered space, your action still happens. It happens more beautifully though, because it no longer comes from panic. It comes from balanced clarity. It comes from alignment. It comes from a much more powerful place, a much quieter form of magnetism. Not pushing for life to happen, but allowing life to meet you. And when you begin creating from that place, something very interesting starts to happen. The same dreams are still there. The same desires are still there, but they're no longer tied to urgency. They're tied to a deeper sense of trust. And that changes absolutely everything. So let me know how this episode landed with you today. If you would like help with this, I work with this with people every day in my coaching practice, but apart from weekends, please feel free to reach out. We can have a 30-minute free conversation to see how I can help you. I absolutely love working with patterns and cycles, and a lot of the oscillation that you may experience is to do with the patterns and cycles that subconsciously you are tied to and have been struggling to break out of. In the meantime, thank you as always for your support. Thank you for the messages that I receive. I'm so pleased that these episodes help and they land. If there's somebody that you feel would benefit from this, please send them the link to this episode. And if it feels right for you, if you can give me a little review on whatever platform you're listening to on, this will help to reach a few more people. In the meantime, thank you once again for being with me. I always appreciate having you here, and I look forward to catching up with you same time next week. Take care for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life, and it's only you that can make it happen.